Warning clouds have been gathering for years, threatening your access to phones, internet, and cable TV. 2 weeks ago, the storm erupted when the new FCC chief indicated that control over the internet is moving to the service providers. If you thought that Comcast, Verizon, Time Warner, Charter, AT&T were killing your pocketbook already, things could soon become a lot worse. According to many consumer watchdogs, net neutrality, or open internet, has been responsible on the positive side for the creativity, innovation, and access to knowledge and to other kinds of social, economic, cultural, and opportunities across the globe. Experts on both sides of the aisle say that open internet is endangered by powerful service providers seeking to become gatekeepers to decide how users can access parts of the internet. We don't want to prevent these companies from using reasonable and necessary methods to manage their networks, but these acts cannot be a pretext to eliminate openness nor to police content, is a statement issued by several groups. A decision to kill the net neutrality rules would also result in the rise of already pricey cable, phone, and internet access bills. According to many news accounts, Ajit Pai, a Korea lobbyist for the cable industry and the new Federal Communications Commission chief, has been working hard to roll back consumer protection regulations created during the Obama presidency. The New York Times claims Mr. Pai took a first swipe at neutrality designed to ensure equal access to the content on the internet. He stopped 9 companies from providing discounted high-speed internet service to low-income individuals, and scrapped a proposal to break open the cable box market. DFA has argued since 1980s that consumers should have the right to buy their own equipment. And if you think that dumping the cable portion of your service bill will help you thwart the anti-consumer FCC, you were wrong there too. If you wind up choosing just internet for your TV and browsing needs, the new FCC may also be limiting that plan by allowing service providers to slow down your browsing experience or selectively tiering you that would raise your bills as if you still had cable. Mr. Pai has been no friend of the consumer and a very good friend of big service providers in his career. But advocacy groups say consumers can fight back. This is one federal agency that your local congressman can fight with, as it has many times since cable's inception. They've convinced the FCC to protect consumers, old and new technology. All right, 3 minutes.